Chris Bowen, is the government reviewing last week's decision to crack down on employee share ownership schemes?
Well, look, there's a couple of important points to make here. Firstly, the government's always supported employee share ownership schemes. I have personally, and the government has as well. We made this budget measure in response to two things: very strong Australian Tax Office and Treasury advice that there were significant integrity issues for the tax base, and also in terms of returning, well, making a contribution, returning the budget to surplus over the cycle. Now, with all our tax measures we've put in place since we're in office, a very comprehensive consultation program for the detailed implementation of our tax measures. Now, as we go through that consultation process on this measure, of course we'll be working closely with the sector, with the employee share ownership associations, and with affected industry to ensure that this measure works. And if there is a way where we can achieve those same outcomes, that is, to protect the integrity of the tax base and also ensure a suitable return to budget revenue measure, then of course we would look at that sympathetically as part of that consultation process.
Integrity issues, you mean tax dodging?
Well, look, as I say, employee share ownership schemes are very important in terms of stakeholder ownership and employee engagement and productivity. At the same time, the tax office has had very significant concerns about the tax implications, particularly at the very high end of the spectrum, of income spectrum, and they are concerned that there is a very significant potential leakage, because where you have people deferring tax for a significant period of time, up to 10 years, it makes it very difficult for the Australian Tax Office to enforce the collection of that tax. And you can find some people putting that tax off for 10 years, as you're allowed to do, and then it's very difficult for the Australian Tax Office to make the connection back to an activity which may have occurred 10 years before. And that was the very strong advice before the government. That's why the government made this decision. But of course, we'll sit down with the sector and with the industry and work through the implementation details, and if there is a way that those integrity measures can be dealt with and those concerns can be met, as well as meeting and assuaging the concerns of some of the stakeholders, then of course we'd look sympathetically at that. But can I say, a number of the people who've expressed concern about the government's measure have also acknowledged that there is a significant problem here which needs to be fixed, and supported the government's efforts to do so.
Is it better, though, Minister, to consult before rather than after you make a decision like this?
Well, in a budgetary context, that's always difficult. We have put in place a very significant consultation regime for our tax measures, but we've always said budgetary measures will be treated differently, and the industry, the tax industry, has always accepted that, I found. Now, the important thing is that you work through the detailed implementation, which we've committed to do. We're always committed to doing. We've had a tax design review panel suggesting ways we can improve that, which we've taken up, which we put in place when we came to office, and that will continue to be the case. Now, we've also said that there were some tough decisions in this budget. You know, some people said there weren't any tough decisions in this budget. Well, this is one of them that we knew would be unpopular to some degree, but was important for the tax base and important for the ongoing integrity of the tax system.
How fed income are you about consulting with groups and making the changes, given the Prime Minister has been very firm on this twice? He's said that the government intends standing by these arrangements because the government needs to return the budget to a surplus.
Well, yes, and what he said is we will stand by the revenue measure, and we will, but we'll also consult to make sure that we are doing it the best way possible, that there aren't any unintended consequences of the change, and any issues, I'm confident, any issues can be worked through, and we can come up with a result which meets the government's objectives, raises the same amount of revenue, ensures the integrity of the tax system, but may assuage some of the concerns that have been expressed. And of course, when you have a major change like this, stakeholders become concerned, and those concerns need to be worked through.
So you're possibly looking at lifting that cap up from $60,000?
Well, I won't go into the detail. That's for the consultation. Obviously, we'll work through those issues. The cap is an important part of the measure. And, of course, we'll be consulting with industry about that. But the cap is an important part of the measure. The level of the cap is an important part of the measure. But I think we will be able to ensure, as I say, as I stress, that we raise the amount of revenue that we've indicated that we will raise, that the tax office's concerns about the ongoing integrity of the tax system can be protected, but also that employee share ownership schemes can continue, because we want them to continue.
Minister, our listeners would be very confused. You're saying that you will consult, but these changes will stay in place.
Well, we'll consult about the detailed implementation, and if during that consultation there is a way that becomes clear that these changes can be achieved, that is, that the integrity of the tax system can be assured, that the tax office can do their job and collect revenue and in a fair way, and so that nobody avoids the paying the appropriate amount of tax, but that some of the concerns of the sector that have been raised can be assuaged, then of course we would do that.
The Finance Sector Union has suggested lifting the cap from $60,000 a year to $180,000 a year. Do you think that's reasonable?
Well, look, I'm sure the Finance Sector Union will make their submission through the consultation process, and they're perfectly entitled to do so.
You've said that you want to maintain support for employee share ownership schemes, particularly for low and middle income workers. How much, in your books, does a middle income worker earn?
Well, look, there are various levels, there are various thresholds and means tests throughout the government. But what I'm saying to you, Sabra, is that we are committed to raising this amount of revenue, and most importantly, we are committed to ensuring the integrity of the tax system, and we will do so. Now, we will talk through with the Finance Sector Union, with the Employee Share Ownership Associations, and with all the other people who have an interest in this matter, exactly the most efficient way of implementing those objectives and implementing this measure.
How much money is routed each year through these schemes?
Well, the tax office has raised that they think there is a very significant potential risk to the revenue, and of course the only responsible thing for the government to do was to respond to that. It would have been irresponsible to do otherwise.